Okay. Yeah, I haven't. Oh, shit. I have wireless earbuds and one just fucking fell in my tits. I'm having an issue. I'm having a very bad issue. I'm incredibly. It's not sexually frustrated, I don't think. I don't think it's sexually frustrated. I don't think that's right at all. Because I don't really. It's so difficult to explain. It's so difficult to explain. How do I explain this? Oh my fucking God. I'm such an idiot. Actually, oh yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. It is sexually frustrated. I am very sexually frustrated. Jesus. And I'm struggling because I don't have anybody to talk to about it. There's so many things I want to talk about. I want to. Oh my God. I want to talk about how. I need to say this. I want to talk about how I want to be like fucked really, really, really roughly, doggy style. Raw, too. And like, I want the person fucking me to like hook both of their index fingers in my mouth and just. Oh my God. And I just want someone to talk to about it. It's so frustrating because I wouldn't say that they're prudish, but I feel like I might be low-key kink-shamed. Because this is wrong, right? Like, to say that I may or may not. Okay, I think the best way to explain it is I'm gonna mention. Should I mention him? If I explain the audio, you're probably gonna know. There was an audio that I was curious about, and it was three males and one female, and it was very violent. But the thing about it was, is that there was aftercare. It was incredibly violent. I think the listener got smacked unconscious and then, you know, fucked in every hole. And that, when I say that nothing has really gotten me so worked up since I heard something else. Something else that was on the totally opposite spectrum, which is really funny to me. But I. That audio had me fucked up for a minute because I was thinking, like, there's something wrong with me. There's something deeply wrong, and I feel like I need to figure out what's going on with it. But also, the fact of the matter is that I like what I like, and I like that. It's not some sort of like trauma thing, as far as I know. I don't. Is that rooted in trauma? I hope not. It doesn't feel like it. Because, like, I like that. There's probably definitely a psychological explanation for that, but there's just something that I like about. There's something I like about being slapped during sex. And this is crazy because I don't think I've trusted anybody enough to be allowed to smack me during sex. I've allowed someone to choke me. That got me there. And be honest, that person wasn't very good. So I was like desperate for something. Actually, now that we're here, let me talk about my sex experience with this person. I'm gonna make a couple jokes, so I'm sorry if it's like I'm really sorry if it's like I'll get there, I promise. What the fuck? I'm sorry if it's. I'm so fucking stupid. Oh my God. I'm sorry if I'm all over the place, or I'm sorry if I make jokes that might be inappropriate. Bitch, I'm talking about sex. Get over it, I guess. I don't know. Sorry, I'm sorry. Okay, my sex experience. Sorry, it took me a minute. My sex experience was with a person who I was actually very attracted to. I was actually very attracted to this person. There's something about a nigga with long hair and a beard that just really, Big hairy men. I fuck with that heavy. Oh my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I love that shit. I fucking love that shit. My friend, I need to stop. I can't go on a tangent right now, but my friend, that man likes hairless men. I can't. I can't. There's nothing wrong with you if you're hairless. It's just I can't deal with that. I want to run my fingers through it. I want to bite it. I want everything from that. There's so much to do with so much hair. As long as you keep it clean, of course. Like, as long as you keep that shit clean. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Sex experience. Man with long hair, very long hair, ponytail hair, and a beard. He wasn't that big, but he was there. He was okay. Dick was maybe a 6 out of 10. Tongue technique, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10, bitch. I like getting eaten out too. That's something that I knew that I liked from that experience. Is that a good sign or a bad sign? I don't know, but he knew what he was doing with that shit. I had sex with him twice because I don't know. I wanted to see if anything would happen. I also really like being bruised up. That's what I learned from that experience too. I really love being bruised up. Like, I love marks and bite marks and hickeys and shit like that. I love that shit. I don't necessarily like the idea of being claimed in that way if we're not in a relationship, but because I'm not, I don't think, I mean, in my time, I've never been stigmatized, so I promise you, I'm trying. I'm trying, but I don't think any nigga wants to like listen to me tell them what they did wrong or what I didn't like about that. I mean, I told them what I did like. I liked when your tongue was on my pussy. That's what I liked. I liked when your hands were around my throat. Yes, I liked that. I liked that very much. My bad. To the point, what made it so weird was that he was like a collector of horror movie items, and that's super, super cool. I love that. And I don't blame him for this. We live in a bad economy. I don't blame him for this because he had roommates, so he kept all of his horror memorabilia in his room. And Okay, this is really funny because I've only admitted this to a couple of people. He had 2 6-foot clown statues from Killer Clowns in Outer Space, and that's really fucking cool. That's so cool. But while I'm trying to get my back blown out, I don't want to see that. I'm sorry, but that's what. He had me on my back at one point, and on his on there's like a wardrobe, and on top of it was a swamp monster mask. I almost laughed in his face. And I felt so bad for almost laughing in his face because that thing was looking down at me. And if oh it was just not a good, oh my God, it was just not great. Oh my God, I would have been really upset if that was a spider. I've been not killing spiders lately. Sorry, this thing has been all over the place. It was mostly just me talking about how much I really want to be let me rephrase it. I want my brains fucked up, pretty much. That's it. That's it. That's what I want. That's what, and this just turned into like a train of thought type shit. But I'm mostly talking about sex, I think. I like to think I'm mostly talking about sex. And I don't know if this would qualify. Whatever. Bye, I guess. Love you.